7 questions Anthony Fauci has not answered on email scandal. Role in funding coronavirus research abroad. By Wendell Hasebo on June 3, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci has not answered the following questions amid his released emails and role in funding coronavirus research abroad. 1. How is gain of function defined? Fauci has not simply defined gain of function. When, or if, Fauci defines the term, which he wrote about in 2011 as risky, will Fauci's definition agree with Senator Rand Paul's? RKY, definition, who simply defined gain of function Thursday as taking an animal virus and you make it into a super virus that infects humans. 2. If nearly $600,000 was not spent on gain of function, on what exactly was the money spent? Representative Nancy Mace, RSC, asked Wednesday if $600,000 of taxpayer money wasn't spent on gain of function. Then what was it spent on and why can't Dr. Fauci answer the question? Fauci so far has avoided giving a direct answer. Only stating he cannot guarantee a Chinese grantee has not lied about where the funding was directed, because you never know. 3. Why does Fauci write in an email, urgent, we must discuss this gain-of-function research while denying funding gain-of-function research? Fauci said May 25 the National Institutes of Health, NIH, funded the Wuhan lab, but he still denies gain-of-function research support in relation to the origin of the flu. Senator Paul also questioned Fauci's seemingly contradictory email about funding coronavirus research, saying he, Fauci, gets an email or notification of what's going on in Wuhan, and he immediately sends something to his assistant in email saying we must meet immediately. Read this article and in the subject line, in the article it says gain-of-function research in Wuhan. Well, he still denies, to this day, he was funding it. 4. Why did Fauci not know if he directed the National Institutes of Health, NIH, to fund coronavirus research abroad? Emails show Fauci scrambled February 1, 2020, to determine if the United States had any potential role in funding coronavirus research abroad. National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, Principal Deputy Director Joaquin Kloss replied to an email from Fauci, writing it is essential the two discuss a scientific paper about experiments performed before the gain-of-function pause. The paper you sent me says the experiments were performed before the gain-of-function pause but have since been reviewed and approved by NIH, Joaquin Kloss answered Fauci. Not sure what that means since Emily is sure that no coronavirus work has gone through the P3 framework. She will try to determine if we have any distant ties to this work abroad. 5. Why did Fauci sign off on funding research in a communist China lab, knowing their truthfulness is dubious? Fauci has not answered why he supports funding research in a nation that is America's global opposition. Have you ever had a grantee lie to you? Senator John Kennedy, RLA, asked about Chinese funding grantees. I cannot guarantee that a grantee has not lied to us, because you never know, Fauci responded. 6. Does Fauci excuse himself from a conflict of interest, advocating for funding a lab that presumably leaked a highly contagious virus? Fauci has not been asked if he has a conflict of interest for defending funding he authorized. Senator Paul explained the question differently, saying, so the conflict of interest is this, if this virus came from the lab, there's a certain amount of, at least, moral culpability to the people who are advocating for this. Dr. Fauci, to this day, says he still trusts the Chinese scientists. 7. Why did Fauci recommended canceling religious services March 5, 2020, but approved campaign rallies and cruise ships for the healthy 4 days later? Emails show Dr. Anthony Fauci recommended canceling religious services March 5, 2020, but approved campaign rallies and cruise ships for the healthy 4 days later. You should counsel the rabbi to cancel the services this, redacted. Are the local/city/state health departments, redacted, doing any contract tracing? Fauci said to Joshua Gordon, the director of the National Institute of Mental Health, NIMH, who asked if services should be canceled. But on March 9, 2020, Fauci said it was perfectly safe for healthy Americans to take a cruise and to hold campaign rallies.